Lord Huron joins us in studio. Hello, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So great to see you.
Yeah, good to be back.
Look at you, you big rock star.
I don't know if we're quite there yet.
Well, you're doing well, and it's great to see, and happy that we've been some small part of that, supporting you.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
From the get-go, absolutely. So awesome. Thank you for coming through today. You've got a new album, Strange Trails, and saw you on Conan.
Oh, cool.
Cool. Looking good.
Thanks a lot.
So how are you?
We're doing good. We just finished up the first leg of our tour about 5 weeks. So, you know, we're a little road-worn, but we're feeling good.
Yeah, the show here in town was that the Wiltern or the Fonda? Or
the Wiltern, yeah.
The Wiltern, yeah. How was that?
It was cool. We got to do some extra production, and it was a lot of fun.
Cool. Do you feel a sense of kind of a homecoming to play L.A.?
Yeah, definitely. You know, all of our friends come out, and... yeah, it's always a good time.
Cool, Ben. Well, let's head into your first set for us this morning. We'll take a break in between and catch up, talk more about the record, Strange Trails, Lord Huron, live on KCRW.
change that I can feel it in my bones. I fought with forces that our eyes can't see. Now the darkness got a hold on me. Oh, the darkness got a hold on me. There ain't language for the things I've seen. Yeah, and the truth is stranger than my oldest dreams. The truth is stranger than all my dreams. Oh, the darkness got a hold on me. I have seen what the darkness does to say goodbye.
Lord Huron, live on KCRW. We're hearing songs from the album Strange Trails. We're going to have autographed copies to give away to our KCRW members at the top of the hour, so stick around for that. So there were hints of this with the videos on the first album, but I read that Strange Trails, at least the concept of the songs, initially was intended as a film project. Is that right?
Yeah, the original idea was that it was kind of this anthology of weird fiction, and we really wanted to do sort of the series of films that sort of intertwine and overlap, and some of the characters reappear, and you know, they get tangled up, and we're still working on it. Maybe it'll still happen. Hopefully, at least pieces of it will. But it's pretty expensive to make a movie, as I found out.
Yeah, did it turn out to be more of a challenge than you anticipated?
Yeah, well, I knew it would be tough, and you know, it's just hard. You know, I understand when some musician says they want to make a movie. You're kind of, it's like an actor saying they want to be a musician. I get it. It doesn't always seem like it's going to work out, but. You know, we plan to just make them ourselves as much as we can, hopefully prove ourselves a little bit, because I think we could make a hell of a movie.
Well, I think it all goes to the concept and the aesthetic of your band, which you've always been really attentive to, bringing along this sort of vision, a holistic vision that includes kind of an image and a concept. And you know, we should say for perspective to our audience that you, you're an art school grad and you were a graphic designer, and you may still do that work, I don't know. But it's always been hand in hand. The music has been hand in hand with a vision.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I see it all as part of the same project, you know. Stuff I was doing years ago was more visually focused, but there was always a musical element. And with Lord Huron, the musical part has kind of taken the center stage, so to speak, but the other parts are still integral and important.
Definitely. When I started to hear songs from the new album, you know, initially I was like, you know, this is from the same playbook as the first album. And it's interesting because there's a universality, there's a simplicity in what you're doing. It's not necessarily rocket science. It just appeals to the sense of romance and the sense of adventure, and you know, those are themes that you seem to really be fond of.
Yeah, I think you know, you can tell a lot of different types of stories very simply, and my interest is kind of exploring how these different stories can interact and kind of color each other by proximity, and that all ties into the artwork and the other things we do.
Sure. I appreciated when I watched the Conan performance, and he made a comment at the end. He said, "That's my kind of music."
Yeah, he did say that. It was pretty nice. He came up to me and he said, "That's right up my alley, man."
Yeah.
He was honest about not having ever heard us before, which I thought was cool.
Oh, wow.
But he said he liked it, which was nice.
Well, that, you know, that to me, it just shows that there's something very, I think, accessible and appealing to people on almost an instinctive level. You get swept up in this whole feeling of the music and the whole image that you're putting out there. So anyway, well done. It's nice to see you find an audience and have the success that you have.
Thanks so much.
So what's down the line for you? Are you just gonna, you know, grind it out on the road? I'm assuming.
At least for now, our plan is just kind of hit the road and see what we can make happen out there. You know, we'll keep working on the film aspects and the videos, and we're making a couple comic books this summer. But yeah, mostly just focusing on hitting the road.
Describe this comic book thing.
Well, you know, songwriting can be kind of an economical form of storytelling, and a lot of time you can't cram everything in there. So there's some more story that we wanted to tell. We thought these sorts of stories are pretty suited to comic books, so I had my sister and her boyfriend cook one up for us, and it's pretty great. It's also just an excuse for me to work with my friends and family.
Nice, and maybe a gig at Comic-Con.
Yeah, I don't know if we'd do so well there. It seems a little overwhelming.
definitely is. All right, well, always a pleasure to have you here in studio, Lord Huron. Again, the album Strange Trails. We're going to have autographed copies following your second set for us today. And let's get on with it. It's Lord Huron live on KCRW.
Down on something. taking me back to the night.
Lord Huron live in studio. Strange Trails is the new album, and we've got five autographed copies of the CD from Lord Huron. If you have not won a giveaway from us in the past 90 days, call us for your chance to win at 877-600-5279. Again, that's 877-600-5279 to win a copy of Strange Trails. These CDs available to our current members only, first come, first serve basis, and they're non-transferable. All right. Well, we wish you all the best for the summer ahead and hope to see you again down the line sometime.
Thanks a lot. Thanks again for having us in.
And you do have one more for us?
Yeah, we'll play one more.
Let's do it. Lord Huron, live on KCRW.
She'll pay.